This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Here we go. Tuesday morning, 6-12, May 20th. Yeah, 6-12 on May 20th, that's right. I got a couple of things going here. It's 76 degrees right now, so it's just miserable and muggy, and it's going to get worse. Highs of 91 today. Tomorrow, highs of only 84, with 50% chance for showers. Highs of 88 on Thursday. The cold front that they talked about is not going to really happen. Highs going to be back for 90, near 90 for the entire Memorial Day weekend. And then, you know, we're pretty much in the summertime there, so there you go. We're going to talk about President Trump and tariffs and Walmart and all that stuff now. Patrick Penfield joins us, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. Rejoins us, I should say, because he's been with us before. How you doing, Patrick?
Good, Tommy. Good morning.
We've been saying that this is going to happen, and I think some people were ardently for tariffs, not realizing that the prices were eventually going to go up. Tell me, first of all, I guess, what's going on with Walmart and what they said and what the president said as it relates to tariffs.
Yeah, so Tommy, Walmart said that they have to raise prices because of the tariffs that they're receiving from their suppliers. You know, coming in from China. So about a third of what Walmart buys is from China. And so they operate on razor thin margins, Tommy. So they make probably about 3%, but they make their money on volume. So the more they sell, obviously the more money they make. So that's a dilemma. And President Trump's asking them basically to eat the tariffs. And so unfortunately, I think Walmart can't do that.
I get this straight. Here we go. What I think is interesting is that he admitted for the first time that there's something to eat, because much like, and look, y'all don't get mad, but, you know, he talked about the Mexican government paying for the wall, and in the spending bill that's going up, they got funding for the wall in there, so Mexico's not going to pay for that. He talked about the other countries paying the tariffs here. Now he's talking about Walmart eating the tariffs, so there is something to eat here that the other country's not going to pay, right, to be clear?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tommy, what usually happens is that the retailer will talk to the supplier and they'll say, look, there's a 30% tariff. And then a lot of times what they'll try to do is they'll try to get the supplier to kind of absorb some of that tariff hit. However, that being said, the Chinese government got involved when the tariffs were at 145% and they actually talked to Walmart directly, because Walmart's such a big customer in China, and basically told them that the Chinese companies will not be absorbing any of the tariff hit. So this is kind of interesting, and part of it is because of what Walmart, how much Walmart purchases from China.
Somebody texted in and said, if GM said they can eat the tariffs, why can't Walmart, especially since Walmart says 75% of everything they sell is made in the U.S.? Well, here's my thing to whoever texted that in. I know you're ardently defending President Trump, but I get confused with what a Republican is and what a Democrat is now, because I didn't think a Republican would ever say that a company should make X amount of money and that's it. Walmart is publicly traded. People have stock in Walmart. They expect a dividend. They expect a return. They expect a return on their investment, as should the people that run Walmart. So why all of a sudden would people say eat the tariff and take less profit? That's not capitalism, is it?
No, Tommy, I think that borders borderline communism. So, you know, again, this is, you know, capitalism is free trade. It's basically, again, trying to make a profit based on your business model. And that's a dilemma, Tommy. I think a lot of your listeners should understand this. The big retailers like Walmart, they're going to survive. They're going to be okay. It's the small businesses. They're the ones that are suffering, and they're the ones that really are going to have a hard time with this tariff. So don't be surprised if you see a lot of small businesses go out of business.
I just don't understand how people can lose sight of what capitalism is and now accept the fact that just because it's Donald Trump, a Republican, saying we should limit how much a company makes, I don't think they realize what a dangerous precedent that's setting. That they, like somebody else texted in, Walmart profit is $15.5 billion. They can't eat some of the tariffs. Well, why? This is the president's policy, his political policy that he's pushing. He's promising long-term gain, but there's no guarantee of that. So if your money is invested in Walmart, are you okay with that? And if you don't want to buy Chinese goods, you don't have to do it right now. You don't have to go to Walmart. You can go get American goods wherever you want, but you're going to have to pay more. So I don't understand why this has to be, in some people's eyes, filtered through a corporation. This got nothing to do with Donald Trump. I got big problems with government saying how much a publicly traded corporation can make.
Tommy, I agree with you 100%. And again, you know, President Trump's doing some good things in regards to, you know, the border and, you know, helping in regards to, you know, trying to make sure that we have people coming in the right way. But, you know, government shouldn't be involved in business, right? So Walmart's a private organization, and really it's up to them as far as, you know, how much they're going to set their prices and how much money they hopefully can make. So I agree with you 100%. I think, you know, it's a bad precedent. I think that is not something that we want government to be involved with.
Let me talk about how they would go about even determining a price structure and inventory and taxes and what's worth what, where. You know, we have an inventory tax in Louisiana that's different than other states, but I just wonder about the bookkeeping part of this. How in the world, from a supply chain aspect of this, would Walmart know how to go about charging whatever they charge for whatever it is they charge? Because they don't know the tariffs are on, tariffs were off. What's it going to be now? What's it going to be in the future? Do you lay in supplies now for the holidays? That has costs in and of itself. How do you manage all of that, Patrick?
Oh, it's horrible, Tommy. I mean, the thing is, when that 145% increase happened with tariffs, a lot of companies, what they did is they just stopped. They said, look, we're going to wait. They kept a lot of inventory in the Chinese warehouses. They canceled orders, and that's kind of what we're seeing right now. Right now, we have this hole in the supply pipeline, and that happened this month. So your listeners are probably going to start to see some bare shelves just because a lot of companies were hesitant to, you know, go ahead and order. And now that it's been reduced to 30%, it sounds like we got a great deal, right? 145% to 30%. Now a lot of retailers are trying to bring stuff in between this 90-day temporary pause. And so now we're going to see this huge amount of ships coming from China. You're probably going to see the ports like they were during COVID, where you'll see ships kind of anchored trying to get in. You're going to see some costs go up with freight. So it's going to be crazy. So it's you know, the start-stop of the supply chain is just a bad way to actually handle business. And unfortunately, Tommy, that's going to increase costs even more because, you know, there's only so much capacity from a shipping standpoint. So your freight shipment costs will go up, your trucking costs will go up, and then unfortunately, you know, us consumers and your listeners, you know, will see costs go up because of that, in addition to the tariffs.
All right, well, let's say that the president's plan is brilliant and tariffs work and Walmart stops getting stuff from China, okay? Let's just say that happens. And we'll take a break. You can take me through it when we come back. What happens then? Because I know what the answer is going to be, but you can tell me. People don't want to hear it because they get blinded by either Republican.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
And a Democrat. And look, we're going to talk about Joe Biden's cancer later, and there's something going on there. This has nothing to do with tariffs or you, Patrick. I'll just say it in the interest of fairness, where something's going on there where I find it hard to believe that his cancer was that advanced and it wasn't noticed or nobody knew it. So I think there's lying going on all over the place. But I don't think you should blind yourself just because it's either Republican or Democrat, especially when it comes to costing you money. Or maybe your 401k, somebody texting in, Tommy, Walmart shareholder Tucker. I don't know if I have Walmart or not. I got a 401k. Somebody else said, I think you should be limited to $8.50 an hour. And that's pretty much what Trump is saying here, or the president's saying, which I never thought I would hear out of a Republican's mouth, saying, no, this company should make only X amount and don't be greedy. Well, does the president feel a way about his merchandise or about his Bitcoin? I don't think so. So it seems disingenuous at best. 620, traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University, about President Trump and tariffs and Walmart and raising prices and him saying Walmart should be basically happy with less. Somebody texted in, Tommy is a typical blanking baby boomer, doesn't give a blank about corporate greed and the cost of living going up substantially. Why? Because it won't be his problem 15 years when he's dead and gone. Well, first of all, I'll be here for another 50 years at least. If things don't change, there's no future for the next generation. Trying to raise a family in this economy is debilitating, and the boomers are clueless about it. I'm not clueless about it at all. But you're talking about you're paying more because the president put tariffs on China here, and that's what I think people don't realize. Patrick?
I agree with you, Tommy. I think that's they haven't seen the price increase yet. It's going to happen in June. And then, you know, once I think when people start to feel in their pockets, then they're going to say, hey, does this really make sense to do? Because it really doesn't benefit your listeners.
Somebody texted in and said other countries put tariffs on us. What's the difference?
Well, I don't disagree with what your listener said. I think if it's to protect, you know, industry here in the United States, to protect, you know, some of the businesses and jobs that we have, yeah, that would make sense. I don't disagree with it. But to do a blanket one, you know, to have tariffs on shoes and clothes and food, that doesn't make any sense. That just hurts us as consumers.
Somebody texts in, Trump isn't a Republican. He's just Trump doing what he wants, surrounded by Republican sellouts who, instead of speaking up, shut up in order to keep their positions of power. I don't disagree with that. Somebody else texted in and said, utility companies are publicly traded and they're limited to the amount of profit they can take. And again, now you're saying that you want Walmart to be run by Entergy? Really? Is that what you're saying? Or like Entergy, like a power company? Explain the difference, if you will, with fixed return of I don't even know if you want to go there, Patrick, or not. I'm just trying to answer the text here.
Yeah, I think that's a different, you know, these utilities are monopolies, right? So the only place you can get energy is from these utilities. So that's why you have to kind of manage them differently than you would a retailer. Retailers have competitors, and that's really what we want. You know, competition is what drives down prices. And then for your listeners, that's, again, where we can get more money for, you know, more things with our paychecks. And that's really the whole bottom line is just, you know, our standard of living is going to suffer because, you know, prices are going to go up.
Somebody texted in, I'm defending a company that has its customers check out their own items. Well, first of all, you don't have to shop at Walmart. That's your choice. Secondly, I'm not defending Walmart. I'm defending capitalism. And I get very nervous. And those of you that have never read Atlas Shrugged, you might want to take a look at it. I get nervous when a government steps in and starts saying how much is too much for a government to make, because the same people that are defending tariffs right now will defend a CEO's salary or complain about about a CEO salary who's making $50 million a year when going back to the text about the person that had a hard time raising a family. Well, maybe you should look at how the company is distributing the money that they make, and is it going to the upper end or the lower end, but not necessarily about the profits. Tell me what ideally how this could work out if it does work according to the president's plan and if it doesn't work.
All right, so the president, what he's trying to do is basically stimulate manufacturing here in the United States. You know, that's what he's been stating. However, that being said, really difficult to do, right? So you have to remember the president's here maybe 4 years. He's kind of almost a lame duck president, right? So he's one term. And so, you know, there's three things that companies look at. They look at capital investment. Does it make sense to invest in a factory? Two, labor costs. You know, are labor costs, can you get labor? And that's the other issue here in the United States. And then three, the input costs, right? So you still have to import inputs into the United States. So all three of those things are really what are, you know, preventing companies from doing that. And so that's why we're not seeing it yet here in the United States, probably why we won't see it here in the United States. You'll see some companies and you'll see some big announcements. And for some industries, it does make sense to be here in the United States. But footwear, your clothing, things of that nature, making alarm clocks, all that stuff should be made someplace else where there's lower costs. And this is kind of what's happening. So the companies that we're seeing producing goods, they're not moving to the States right now. They're actually moving to other Asian countries. And so, you know, they've got a spreadsheet and they're looking at the tariffs and they're saying, okay, here's how much it costs for tariffs and this is how much it would cost us to do it in the United States. Doesn't make sense yet to come here to the United States to produce guns.
Let me make an analogy here, and people are texting in my precious Walmart. This has nothing to do with Walmart. This is about capitalism, about the government saying how much a company can make or should make or getting involved in that. This, to me, is an economic equivalent of a town is infested with termites, so we're going to go in with drones and carpet bomb them to make sure that we get everything. Is that accurate or not?
Yeah, absolutely agree with you 100%. The thing that if President Trump would be strategic about it and really focus on certain industries and certain things with tariffs, I think everybody would buy into
that. That's my point.
This is crazy.
Yep. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Patrick Penfield, professor of supply chain practice at Syracuse University. Y'all, I'm not defending Walmart. You don't like Walmart? Don't shop at Walmart. I hate to go to Walmart. I rarely go other than when I need large quantities of something I can't find anywhere else. It's not about that. It's about the government saying, okay, that's too much for you. That's enough for you. And let me know how that's worked out in other countries. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jan Moeller about Congress and the budget bill here on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day mega sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.